Seahorses, sea dragons, and pipefish are among the most flamboyant fish in the ocean. Not only do they have a strange look that allows them to expertly camouflage themselves in their environment, they exhibit some unusual behaviors too. More on that in a moment. Early scientists questioned whether these animals actually were fish. Seahorses, so named by Roman historian Pliny the Elder, have a snout and a neck bent like a Pimlico racehorse. However, they also hold the distinction of being among the slowest swimmers in the animal kingdom. They lack a tail fin, and their tail is elongated and prehensile, like a monkey's. They use this very unfish-like tail for grasping and anchoring themselves to seaweed and sea grasses. In another unusual characteristic, seahorses can move their eyes independently, allowing them to keep one eye on the lookout for predators and the other eye on the task at hand, which is usually eating. They may be slow swimmers, but they are ruthlessly efficient hunters, using that horse neck to lash out and nab their prey in an instant. Cousins of the seahorses, pipefish orient themselves in a very strange fashion, vertically, head down and tail up among the seagrasses, where they feed on tiny crustaceans. There, they can sway in the current, imitating the movement of the plants. By design, they are easily mistaken for a collection of reeds. Their mimicry of seagrass and seaweed is comparable to that of stick insects, who disguise themselves as leaves, bark, and branches. Similarly, the leafy and weedy sea dragons of southern Australia have evolved elegant, translucent appendages, like garish gowns that look like the fronds and holdfasts of the seaweeds and kelps in which they hide. The sea dragons barely appear to swim at all, rendering them virtually invisible to both predators and prey. These fish, and they are emphatically bony fish, share similar physical characteristics, sinuous, elongated bodies and small, tube-like mouths with no teeth at all. They use these highly adapted mouths like straws to slurp up crustaceans and plankton. The vast majority of the members of this family share an unusual reproductive strategy. The males have a specialized pouch into which the female deposits her eggs. It's the fathers who brood the eggs. That's right, males brood and bear the young. Maybe we shouldn't be so surprised. We humans have a mammalian bias towards the way we do things. The parental behavior of seahorses is what scientists call a black swan. It upends standard biological biases, profoundly reversing our understanding of the complexity of adaptations that can arise via evolution. It's amazing, and in all the incredible species that exist in our world, it is clear that there's no one right way to bring forth life. May and June mark the peak breeding season for the Chesapeake's two species of pipefish, the northern and the dusky pipefish. The males brood their eggs for 2 weeks before giving birth to fully formed baby pipefish. And with that thought, I bid you a happy Father's Day. To learn more about these local species and to get some amazing facts about other animal dads, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.